Thank you and good afternoon. Tuesday evening, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy responded to the 350 block of Myers Avenue in Myers Flat to help a 35-year-old male who was the victim of an assault at his residence. The victim said he was working on his motorcycle when he was struck in the head twice. After the second strike to the head, the victim fell to the ground, but was able to fend off the attacker by kicking him in the face several times. The suspect then fled the scene. The attacker is described as an adult white male in his late 30s and is about 6'2", 220 pounds, with short blonde hair. The victim said he knew the suspect, but would not disclose his name to the sheriff's office. Tuesday night, another sheriff's deputy responded to Mad River Hospital after a male assault victim was dropped off at the emergency room while unconscious. The victim had no identification on his person, and the person who dropped the victim off at the hospital left the emergency room before giving medical staff the victim's name. The deputy was able to identify the victim as 36-year-old David Ganfield of McKinleyville, and due to the severity of Ganfield's head trauma, he was transported to a hospital in Reading, where he remains in critical condition. An investigation into the incident is currently underway. Multiple county law enforcement agencies conducted a sweep of registered sex offenders. Dan Squire has more.
Mendocino County has approximately 300 registered sex offenders, and for 2 days last week, sheriff's deputies from Mendocino, Humboldt, Santa Clara, and Napa counties, along with officers from the state probation office, conducted a compliance check from the Humboldt County line through the unincorporated areas of Mendocino County south to Willits. The teams of law enforcement officers spread out across the region and confirmed the addresses of more than 70 registered sex offenders and arrested seven others for either being out of registration, for warrants, or for other unrelated criminal charges. Four of the men were booked for not properly registering, three were booked for parole violations, while others were tabbed for follow-up investigations. State law, known as Megan's Law, requires all convicted sex offenders to register their place of residence with the state.
Thank you, Dan. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced a bill that would address the issue of legal medical cannabis from its cultivation through its consumption by a consumer, and the bill has passed through the State Senate Business Committee. McGuire said in a statement that California needs a statewide comprehensive regulatory program for medical marijuana, and the bill would create a Bureau of Marijuana Regulation under the umbrella of the current State Department of Consumer Affairs. Permits for the cultivation and use of medical marijuana would be issued by local jurisdictions and not the state. But critics of the bill say that there isn't a revenue source to pay for the implementation and that the wording on the law is too ambiguous. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Beginning in July, the city of Fortuna will be conducting a project study, which will help give the city a better idea of how to improve city roadways and improve connections between Highway 101 and the city. Fortuna recently received a $185,000 grant, and the Humboldt County Association of Governments will assist with the project as well. City Engineer Merritt Perry already has an idea of some of the roads that need to be worked on.
The city received a $185,400 Sustainable Communities grant. And the grant was, we applied for the grant late last year, and we received it from Caltrans. And the intention of the grant is to focus on two areas within the city. One of them is the area around the 12th Street interchange in Fortuna and Highway 101, and the Kenmore interchange in Fortuna on Highway 1.
The city is also looking into hiring a consultant that will provide alternative solutions, and some of that grant money will be used for advertising.
The money will be available in the next fiscal year. The state fiscal year ends in June and begins in July. So funds for the project will be available beginning July 1st. There's a portion of the project which will include advertising for consultants and issuing an RFP, and that'll probably be released sometime in July. It'll have to be developed after the funds available. Again, HCOG will be administering and issuing that RFP, but I expect that to happen very soon after the beginning of the fiscal year.
Perry said that the consultant will also have other roles, such as being involved in committee and city meetings. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.